Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
You are the inspired and the inspiration. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, amazing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, going to be hosting solo today, going to be spending the next 60 minutes with you talking about the rule of three and the power of the number three. And the reason I'm talking about that today is because 2019 in numerology is the year of the three, also known as a very self-expressive, creative type of year. So thanks for hanging out with me. If you're just sitting down to lunch or dinner, thank you so much. We appreciate our inspired listeners. If you want to learn more about the work that I'm doing here in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest, you can visit me at marklanehart.com. You can also internet search The Intuitive Prospector. And feel free to go check out my site. It's been completely revamped, redone. And there's an article right on the main page that is a featured article that takes you right to read more about the rule of three and what I'm going to be talking about in numerology. Now, today, I am hosting solo, and from time to time, Kim and I do solo shows, so Kim has today off, so just want to give her an inspired listening shout-out and enjoy your day off. She will be back next Wisdom Wednesday, which we are here every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on the Ohm Times Radio Network. It is internet radio, so you can listen to us anywhere in the world on any device, no password or username needed. If you want to learn more about my co-host, Kim Thalken, she is the founder of Love First. She is a psychic medium. She does beautiful work in her bi-coastal practice, both in Encino, California and Richmond, Virginia. And if you want to catch her shows, she does a fabulous Facebook live show every Friday called Aloha Freedom Friday on Facebook Live. So you want to check that out, subscribe to her YouTube channel. And then I have you covered on our Mondays. So Monday I have Metaphysical Mocha Mondays through the Intuitive Prospector Facebook page. And then right after the main show, we have the Prospecting Q&A after show where I have direct conversations with you, readings and spiritual chats. So we got you covered all week. Metaphysical Mocha Mondays on Monday morning, Wisdom Wednesday on Wednesday afternoons of Inspired Living Radio, and Aloha Freedom Fridays on Friday with Kim. Now, if you want to interact with us live, you can call in. The Ohm Times Radio call-in line will be opening up the phone lines here shortly. If you have a question related to today's topic, I'm going to be focusing on numerology and the rule of three and the power of three, the history of three, and why three is so mysterious and mystical, and how three, the parts of the three in many different fields, interact with our lives every single day. So if you do want to interact, you can find us in a few places on our social media page. You can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio. It's a closed community page, so you'll have to ask to join that community page. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram under the handle Inspired For Us, and that would be the number four. We are no longer on the Google Plus platform because Google Plus is actually coming down. If you want to catch any of our encore shows, we've been this is our fourth season now of Inspired Living Radio. You can catch us on several outlets: iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, YouTube, marklanehart.com, lovefirst.info, and of course Ohm Times Radio Archives, where we have over 150 some shows now with amazing guests and topics, and we have a whole lot of fun, what I like to say, spiritual awesomeness. So with every every month we have a positive affirmation. So this month, Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation is positive mind, positive life. We kept it simple this month. So again, positive mind, positive life. And that is your Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation. So, okay. So let's get into talking about today's topic. These shows go by so very fast. So the power of the three energy, something I've always been fascinated with. If you have ever noticed numbers in your journey, for me, I noticed numbers all the time. And I didn't realize that there was an ancient study in philosophy called numerology until I actually started getting into my spiritual path. And as I started to focus more on numerology, on, you know, uncovering certain pathways, uncovering how numbers can really play a part in our daily lives, I really started to research numerology and was fascinated with the number three. I've you know, my background, I actually got into hearing the rule of three, and some of you may have heard this, the rule of three. I actually started to hear it a lot in sports. You know, when I was in high school and college, I played sports, I played basketball, and we would start to hear the rule of three. And when I went into the fire service, I started to hear that the rule of three, and I started to pay attention and observe how things would come in threes. And it was very fascinating to me, like, you know, is this coincidental? Is this synchronistic? And I was just, you know, very fascinated with the rule of three. For example, when I was working in the fire service professionally, we would have three calls in a day that would be very similar. It might be a motor vehicle accident. And throughout that day or the next shift, we would have three car accidents or three heart attacks or three fires or three rescues. So it was just interesting to watch how the power of the three energy or the rule of three can be found in so many different areas of our lives and around the planet. This isn't something that is just tied to the United States. There are many cultures and many religions that actually talk about the rule of three or the power of three. And like I said, you know, whether it's from, you know, the parts of the human body, whether it's science, whether it's sports, like I said, I started to hear about the rule of three when I was playing sports, religions, movies, books, poems. Once you become aware, and Eckhart Tolle reminds us that awareness is the greatest agent for change, the number three frequency and its potentials in life, it will strengthen and improve the spiritual walk that you're on and the many pathways of life. So we're going to be diving a little bit more into this. I will be opening up the phone lines to take live readings on air, so you can post your question on our closed Facebook page. Again, that's Inspired Living Radio, and I would be happy to bring that live to air. If you don't want to call in and talk to me on air, you don't have to. But if you do want to call in, the number to call is 1-202-570-7057. Our awesome producer Chris will put you in the waiting room and we can have a spiritual chat based on numerology and the power of three. So give me a call. Let me know if you've seen the numbers, if the numbers come up a lot. A lot of people see the sequencings of 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 4, 4, 4, and they all have meaning. They really do. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about before we get to our first break is the universal year of 2019. So that's what we're in. And if you don't know anything about numerology, you have the internet at your fingertips to research more, just like I did, because I didn't know anything about numerology or how numbers, you know, interacted with our lives. And so through, you know, being a student of life and learning about it, I became more aware. And in fact, I used numerology this past Super Bowl, I used numerology to make my prediction. Now, it's a prediction. I do it for fun. I don't get into predictions for sports, but every Super Bowl, I always try to, you know, pick the winner, and I try to pick the point difference of how that team is going to work. And the way that I looked at the Super Bowl was a few things. One, it was Super Bowl 53. And I found that, you know, there's already a three in the name. I felt that there was going to be a lot of threes in the score as well, because again, I'm tying this to 2019. So the final ended up being 12-3, which was one of the lowest scoring games. And I had predicted the Patriots. So if you're a Patriots fan, you're loving me. If you're not a Patriots fan of New England and Boston, you're probably not liking me right now. But I had picked the Patriots to win by a spread of 12 points. Now, I missed the spread by just 2 points because they won by 10. But it was interesting to me because I looked at, you know, I looked at the score. I looked at Super Bowl 53, the 12 that they scored, 2 plus 1 is 3. The 3 points that the Rams scored, which was the lowest, in, some of the lowest scoring in Super Bowl history, was a 3, and that's how I did my prediction. So there was there's a real world application of using numerology to apply to something that hasn't happened yet. That's why we call that predictive work. Now, does it always work out that way? No, but it was a lot of fun just to kind of play around and see how I would do. And then I also put this out to my spiritual development group to have them give it a go and whatever. Modalities or tools they wanted to use to see what kind of prediction they could make on the Super Bowl. So the way numerology works is you can do this with your birthday, you can do this with your address, you can do this with the amount of letters in your name. I like to keep it simple. So for example, 2019, you add that up, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 9, and you get usually a double digit number. So in this case, 9, 10, 11, 12. It adds up to the 12. And in numerology, you break that down to a single digit. So 2 plus 1 is 3. So we're known as a universal year or the year of the 3. This is going to be a very self-expressive, creative type of year, guys. And I say that, and as I'm saying that, there's history being made with certain press conferences as we speak on air right today, Wednesday. History is being made with expressive, creative testimonials that are taking place in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. So not to get into any kind of political conversations, but it's just interesting because I observe and I watch what's going on our planet, what's going on in society, and there's a lot of expressive, creative energy that's taking place, and that's why it's called a universal year. Now, the last time that we got into this type of three-year was 2010, and if you can take a second to remember where you were in 2010, was it a great year? Was it a life-changing year? Was it a very creative year for you? Was it very expressive type of year? The popular beginnings of social media really started to take off in 2010. Now, social media has been around for a little bit longer than since 2010. I know that Facebook, for example, is celebrating its 15th year. Google just went over, I believe, 20 years or so. So, you know, we're less than 25 years of social media and how it impacts our lives, whether it's YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, online, accounts. Pinterest comes to mind. LinkedIn comes to mind. Reddit comes to mind. Google Plus comes to mind. In fact, like I was saying at the top of the show in the intro, that we're no longer on Google Plus communities because our accounts are being taken down and the Google Plus platform will no longer be around as we know it today. But in 2010, that's when we were in another year of the three. So just take a second to reflect back where you were at and what kind of year that was for you. So in my prediction, in my article off my main page of marklanehart.com, I talked about what kind of year this is going to be for us and to get ready for some very expressive type of energy, some very creative energy in 2019. Now, you know, some can say that's good, some can say that's bad. I always say that you decide, it's your perception and you're in control of your own thoughts and your own decisions to choose what's right for you. I'm just, you know, sharing with the background of the three that it can be very very interesting year, as I guess is where I was going to leave that. I wouldn't even be surprised, as we continue to explore more out into space and we're starting to learn more about our oceans. I've always found it interesting that we know more about our moon than we do our own oceans. And so it wouldn't surprise me, and that's, you know, this show's being recorded so you can go back and archive it, and Mark might be right, Mark might be completely wrong, but I'm looking at the power and the unseen things of numbers, numerology, the three, and it wouldn't surprise me if we have a new evolved way of connecting with others all around the planet, whether that's a new technology, whether that's new contact in something that we discover within our oceans or something that we discover in space in our galaxy. With our technology, we're at the point where we're going to start exploring and discovering some very life-changing things in society. Now, is that going to be little green men and aliens? I don't know. I just find it fascinating that every day I wake up, we're learning something new about our planet. We're learning something new about our galaxy in space and the universe. And so, you know, as a universal year, again, the year of the three, it wouldn't surprise me if we have something that's very impactful to everybody in society, and it becomes known as 2019, a universal year. Something universal is going to take place. Now, let's see here. Because I'm a one-man show today, I got to keep an eye on the Facebook page. So, if you have a question for me, you can go to our Facebook page right now. That's called Inspired Living Radio. Post your question there. If you're not interacting on the live show with me, you can always, if you catch an archive show or an encore show of Inspired Living Radio, feel free to send myself or Kim a message or an email or post a question that you had caught this show. Kim or myself will get back to you in the best way that we can, because we do like to interact with our global audience all around the world of amazing, inspired listeners like yourself. So again, post a question to our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, or you can call into the Ohm Times Radio call-in line, which is 1-202-570-7057. I'd happy to continue a conversation with you, which is always fun too, and it's a way to engage with our listening audience, which we totally love. So with that, how is the year of the three in 2019 going to impact you personally? How is it going to impact your life? That's what some of the things when we get back from our first break, I'm going to be talking to you about how this journey of the universal year and the power of the three is going to play a role in your year and how you speak and the truths that you are after. Like I said, I have this article on my main page, marklienhart.com. It's a featured article. If you want to, go to marklienhart.com and click on the featured article, you can read through a little bit more, because I'm not sure that I'll be able to cover everything in 60 minutes. But when we return from our first break, we're going to be getting into the secret code of the number three, the ancient knowledge, the importance behind the number three in a universal year. So we'll be back here in 2 minutes on Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Ohm Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Ohm Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Ohm Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from my studio here in Seattle, Washington. Today, we are talking about a universal year, numerology, the number 3. We're going to have a lot of fun for the next 40 minutes or so. So if you want to post a question to our Facebook page, that's Inspired Living Radio, you have to ask to join first, to ask to join the community, become an inspired listener, and then you can post your question right there. And if you want to call in, I will be taking live callers for the next 30 or so minutes, 1-202-570-7057. We can do a quick numerology life path reading for you if you like, talk about how the numbers play a part and play a role in your life, and if they have any meaning at all. And if they don't, I'd love to hear about that as well. So the universal year of the 3 for looking at numbers. And again, numerology, do your own research. I always tell people, do your own research and see how it resonates with you and your perspectives. But the numerology studies have been around for thousands of years. It's nothing new, nothing modern age stuff that Mark shared with you here today. It's really a philosophy of how numbers work and how they are engineered and how they flow through our lives. So 2019 is a year of known as a universal year. So put on your seatbelt, because there's going to be some big things coming down the pike from a predictive standpoint based on the energy of the 3 in the universal year. Like I said before the break, 2010 was the last time that we were in the 3 year. And how you get to that 3 is just take the numbers in 2010, add them up, and you get that. Or if it's 2019, add them up and then break it down to a single digit. So I won't bore you with all the details of numerology, because there's a lot to it. There's master numbers, but the number sequence goes through 1 through 9. And every 9 years it repeats. So we're in the 3 year. So in 6 years, we'll repeat back at the year of the 1. So got a few more years before we can complete this cycle, which I think would be 2025 if I'm using my math correctly. So the universal 3 is going to encourage you. It's going to encourage us, actually, to express ourselves in a more honest and effective manner. And don't be surprised if we find ourselves in a situation where it pays to have the courage and knowledge to say what you really need to say. Now, I always remind people that, your words do matter. They carry vibrations. They do carry ripples. And, the words that you say, I always remind people to be kind, caring, and compassionate, and use your words in a way that may be more of honey versus vinegar, but still speak your truth. I mean, there is always a way to speak your truth and live authentic, but do it in a way that the golden rule applies, is what I like to teach my students and my clients that I work with, is treat people how you like to be treated, in other words. So just because the 3 year is a universal, self-expressive, creative year doesn't mean to just lose yourself and say whatever you want, even though we do see that in society and on social media for sure. But just think of it as a way to really, I would encourage you to really say what you need to say in 2019. So the next 10 months, I guess this is the last show of February as we move into March. Think of 2019 as, like I said, your year to speak your truths, things that you've been thinking about, because your thoughts become your words become your actions become your behaviors become your habits, and your habits become your destiny, as the trail goes, or as the saying goes. But 2019 is also going to be a year of getting comfortable with uncomfortable situations. But that is a lot of times when we're in that uncomfortability, when we step outside of our comfort zone, that's really where we actually learn a great deal. We retain a lot. There's transformations that take place when you step out of your comfort zone. If you were in my online spiritual development group that I have weekly, I always remind the tribe, is what is how we refer to vibing with our tribe. I always remind the tribe when they show up every evening on Wednesdays to get ready to be uncomfortable, or get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because we're going to practice and do things that, you know, you may have never done before, may go against your own thoughts and belief systems, not in a bad way, but it's trying new things. And that's where I'm going with this, is the universal year of 2019 is also to get you speaking your truth, but also living your truth and stepping out of your comfort zone, stepping out of your skin and doing things that you have thought about doing for years. I know some of you listening, you know, connecting with you, that you've been thinking about something for several years, and whether it's through doubt, whether it's through fear, whether it's, you know, you're not sure you can do it, this is the great time to do it. This is where you'll be supported, and you'll be surprised of what you're actually capable of when you step outside of your comfort zone. So again, speak your truth. Get comfortable with uncomfortable situations as you speak your truth and step outside that popular comfort zone. But again, just a reminder, do it in the golden rule. Pay it forward. Be kind, caring, compassionate with your words, because your words do matter. And for those who seek to express themselves verbally, artistically, and creatively in 2019, so I'm talking to the artists out there, I'm talking to the musicians out there, this is a great time to really get in that creative flow of writing. Maybe it's in writing new songs and lyrics, maybe it's that piece of art that you've been dreaming about or envisioning and manifesting and bringing into your reality. This is the best time to actually blend and tap into that creative power, because you're being supported from an unseen world standpoint and a universal energy. So it's a great time to do that for artists, musicians, you know, people that create things. Great time to do that. So 2019 should be doing, you should be doing your activities through positive actions. And again, I'm very big believer in doing things through positive action, positive words, making changes, but, you know, speaking your truth and, you know, living authentically. But when you speak positive, when you do positive actions and you speak positive words, that connect to the frequency that matches the three energy of this vibration year, that ripple effect that I'm talking about brings about greater change. It brings about more fairness. It brings about love and healing and meaning for all who choose this path. When you start to see the power of the universe working with you versus against you, it's pretty powerful stuff, guys. I'll be honest with you. For those of you that have followed me or have heard me speak in classes or workshops, this is not work that I always did. I actually was a skeptic before I became a light worker, before I became a spiritual psychic medium. And so now that I have a different perception, and perceptions are important, but I always remind people that we sit at the same table of life, and at the end of the day, we're all walking each other home, because eventually we do go back to the spirit world, whatever your belief system is, but we all have different perceptions, and that's fine. But when you start to resonate and your actions and your words connect to that frequency of the three, that vibrational universal year, that ripple effect, like I said, brings about a lot of changes for you. And again, it's a choice. We all have the power of choice and free will. We have the choice to change our lives. We have the choice to help change the lives for others. We have the choice and free will to change for our community, for our planet. And it's a reminder that the only thing consistent and constant in life will be change. So we might as well get on board with all the changes and use whatever tools we can, like numerology, like the power of the three, to help us on our daily journey. So the number three in 2019, like I said, very strong creative number. It's an excellent time for creating your reality. I always say and remind people that things are born twice. First in our mind, it all starts with a thought. And if we don't take that thought out of our head, then we would refer to it as daydreaming. But when you visualize and you set your intentions, I'm a firm believer that energy, because everything is energy based. When you set your intentions, energy follows those intentions. And when you start to manifest, then the concept or the thought that once resonated in your head, what actions do you take to bring it out into your reality? And how I describe this to people, in creating your reality in a universal year, just take a second, look around you, And look at all the different things. I'm here in my studio in Seattle, and I've got a Rubik's Cube. I've got a calculator. I've got my water bottle. I've got some plants, my monitor, my iPhone, my mouse, my keyboard. These are somebody else's ideas that has brought their thoughts into my reality. So I always like to remind people that things are born twice. And you have that capability, especially in the 2019, the universal year, to really bring those ideas to life. I would challenge you, what actions are you taking to bring that thought or what's in your head into reality and make your thought a reality of somebody else? So we're talking about, you know, creating your reality. But in order to do that, you got to, you know, there is a universal law of what you put in, you get out. So you've got to be disciplined. You've got to be, you know, protective of your thoughts and aware of any negative thoughts that you're having, any actions or beliefs that take away from the creative frequency in 2019 that's available to everyone for the next, you know, 10 plus months. So, and trust me, when the times are tough, and they will be, stay the course with positive intentions, positive manifestations, and most importantly, a positive mindset, because it all starts with your thoughts and then it just trickles down from there. So best tip for 2019 is to be more positive, or find a way or a new process that will help you have a more fun, sensual, and widely transformational year. When we choose to create reality of our own making, we then control our responses, happy or sad, to our external environment. So for me, like I said, the rule of three started with me back in high school through sports. And then I saw it when I was in the U.S. Coast Guard. I saw it when I was in the U.S. or in the fire service. And so I started to research when my spiritual path began to unfold. I began to look at the ancient knowledge and the importance, the secret importance behind the number three. You know, throughout human history, the number three has always had a unique significance, but why? And so that's what I'm sharing with you today, is my journey and my understanding of numerology. And if we look back at history from, you know, ancient mankind, no matter which culture we observe, the number three has always been present and of extreme importance. So I'm going to give you some things to think about, some food for thought, if you will, for that knowledge salad that we're all wanting to dive into. The education and knowledge and wisdom of the number three. Here's just a few of the way three plays a role in our lives every single day. So let's start with, I always think of the three wise men. And who were the three wise men? We always hear about they were sought out to find Jesus in a Bible standpoint, a biblical standpoint. But who really were the three wise men? And then we have, you know, such topics as three blind mice, three strikes and you're out, the three wise monkeys, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, my favorite book of all time, The Lion, The Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, three little pigs, three coins in a fountain. You know, these are just a few of the common statements that we hear every single day. A hat trick, for those of you that follow sports, that's when you have three goals. When somebody scores three goals, for example, in hockey, it's called a hat trick, and everybody decides that they want to take their hat and throw it down on the ice. It's actually pretty cool to see if you've never seen it before. It's actually a lot of fun. But a hat trick, so scoring three goals in hockey. You know, there's a statement that goes completely opposite that, called three sheets to the wind. Well, maybe you've had a little bit too much to drink and you find yourself three sheets to the wind. Now, I'd be interesting to research it a little bit deeper to see how somebody came up with three sheets to the wind. Was there actually sheets hanging out on a clothesline, or what's the backstory there? But you're with me on how much the three plays a part every day in our lives. We can get into, you know, if I get in trouble with my wife, she may give me the third degree. There's three score and ten. There's hung, drawn, and quartered. There's rain, hail, or shine. There's three trimesters in a pregnancy. There's three parts of an atom. There's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So you can kind of see with all, and again, the featured article at marklanehart.com goes in a little bit more depth on this. But there's just, you know, just a few of the things that are measured in three. I'm just thinking of, you know, the famous game rock or paper, rock, scissors. Or, you know, when you, for anybody that's listening that owns a gun and you go out and you fire a gun, we would usually say ready, aim, and fire. So I'm getting a, so Chris, I'm going to bring you on, because Chris is educating me. He says three sheets to the wind was a sailing term from the tall ship era. There you go. Ask and you shall receive. My knowledgeable producer, Chris, just let me know that. So there you go. That's where three sheets to the wind came from. But it's funny when you start to look at the power of the three and all the different sayings that are aligned to the power of three, you're like, well, why would they call that three sheets to the wind? Why would they, you know, say on your mark, get set, go? Why would they say ready, aim, fire? It's that sequence, that energy, that frequency of the three. I always think of plants, animals, minerals, the three pyramids of Giza. I mean, there's a whole nother backstory that I don't even have time to go into of how the three pyramids were designed using the energy and the frequency and the number three of the triangle. Because the triangle, when you get into Pythagorean's theorem, that's a whole nother story. So if you want to go deeper down the rabbit hole and understand Pythagorean theory and the strength of the triangle, which I found in my own experience, the triangle, the shape, the geometrical shape of a triangle is one of the strongest geographical supports on the planet. What I mean by that is when I was in the fire service, we would actually use pieces of wood in a triangle format, in a shape, to lift up concrete barriers. For example, somebody's trapped and we need to get them out. We could actually use pieces of wood to lift a 2-ton or 1-ton piece of concrete just using triangle blocks and a little jack. It was very cool, and you had to trust it because you had to crawl under the barrier once you got it lifted up high enough, like simulating getting somebody out. So I learned the power of the triangle and just how strong the triangle is. But we can get into, you know, like I said, the power of the three resonates through many different categories, from sports, engineering, science, human body. I'm just thinking the human body. There's three parts of an arm. There's three parts of the leg. There's three parts of even just the fingers or the toes. There's, you know, some of you don't know this, but there are actually three layers of teeth. I didn't realize that there was actually three layers of teeth until I had a conversation with my dentist one day. Three layers of the eyes. So, you know, you can get into the human body and see where the three, just on your own body, and just take a second, look at your part of your arm, the three parts of the arm, the three parts of the finger or the leg. You know, we can get into the plants. There are three layers in plants. We have our oceans, we have our land and sky, we have the earth, sun, and moon. So you're with me. We have energy, frequency, and vibration, and most importantly, I always say mind, body, and spirit, because we are physical beings having a spiritual journey and a physical experience, but we're spiritual energetic beings first before we incarnate into the physical body. So one of my favorites is body, mind, and spirit, and most importantly, as above, so below, so within. So I always say, you know, always pay attention to the seasons and cycles of the external world. It does have an effect on your internal world. So we're going to come back and we're going to continue the conversation on the ancient knowledge, the secret importance behind the number three, and what that means for you in a universal year. This is Inspired Living Radio.
Edge of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, hosting solo today. Kim has the day off as I am talking about the rule of three in a universal year and how numbers, numerology can play a part in your daily life if you choose to, if you become aware of that. And I just want to remind folks, if you want to learn more about the work I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest, you can visit my newly revamped website, marklanehart.com. There's also a featured article section there where you can click on the article and read more about the rule of three or how the three energy plays an important part in our daily lives. And also, if you want to do a little bit of spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold, you can visit my YouTube channel. It's just look for Mark Lanehart or The Intuitive Prospector and become a subscriber of my Soul Adventures Library. My subscription, I have subscribers and I've grown over the last few months. I've been kind of surprised to see how much it's grown. But it's a lot of fun, or what I like to say, spiritual awesomeness, because I've got it over 100. And as I look at my library right now, I'm well over 234 videos. And those are 4 seasons of Inspired Living Radio, 2 seasons of Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, where I have inspirational topics for the week ahead, some hiking adventures, some diving adventures. And again, if you're in the Seattle area or the Pacific Northwest, I have my first Forest Friday Spiritual Hikes for the Soul coming up this Friday if you want to get out into nature, which is a great reminder that nature is our greatest teacher, our greatest healer, our greatest engineer. So before the break, I was just talking about the ancient knowledge and the secret importance behind the number three. And again, like I said, from a mathematics standpoint, I'm not much of a math guy. In high school, I didn't do very well with math. I did a little bit better in college, but I've always been on the English side. So you, for those of you listening, you may resonate with what I'm saying. Those that are good with math usually aren't very great with English, and those that are great with English aren't very great with math. And then there's those of you that are in between that are really good with both subjects. For me, it was English over math. But I was just, you know, the philosopher Pythagoras, and you would know it as Pythagoras' theorem. He's from the 6th century BC. He was a Greek mathematician, and his famous theorem that he came up with was A squared plus B squared equals C squared. And what that does is the formula pretty much just explains the mathematical relationship between the three sides of a right triangle. And, you know, researchers worldwide believe it was originally based on the design of the Egyptian pyramids. Pythagoras studied with, you know, great teachers of Egypt, so there is that connection, and he brought the knowledge and wisdom from Egypt to Greece, giving birth to Greek philosophy. So again, the theorem of Pythagoras' theorem, I never really resonated with it in college and high school, and I don't use it to this day, but most of you have heard A squared plus B squared equals C squared, but may not know what the heck that means. But I just, you know, I just found that kind of interesting because, again, it's tied to three sides of a triangle. It's three things that, you know, create, you know, interesting, you know, discussions. So, you know, a lot of philosophers, mathematicians, they were into, you know, Pythagoras was just one. Nikola Tesla, you know, he gave extreme importance to the number three. Pythagoras taught us that everything in the universe has a three-part structure, But he also stated that every problem in the universe could be reduced dramatically to a triangle and the number three. So from the earlier statements that I was just reading to you about all the known ways that the three, whether it's three sheets to the wind, which I learned on air, the actual history behind that, or whether it's to, you know, the three parts of the arm to you know, the third degree. And I'm sure some of you have had that third degree, whether it's from a spouse or loved one or a parent. Nobody wants to be on that getting that third degree. But Pythagoras, Nikola Tesla, they all had a lot of fascination and insight to the power of three. I'm just thinking, even from just the DNA code, the DNA sequencing of who we are and what makes us as humans, you know, all organisms are dependent on three types of very large molecules. And it literally is the essential of biological functions. And, you know, the molecules are DNA, RNA, and proteins. And they're literally classified as biological macromolecules. So without DNA, without RNA, and proteins, no known forms of life could exist. So just think about that for a second. So back in 1966, I believe it was 66, scientists had announced that they had one of the greatest breakthroughs in science of the time, and that was that they had successfully, I can't talk today, deciphered the genetic code. And when you start to break down the genetic code, and where we're going to see this start to play out as we move forward, as we started to get into nanotechnology, as we start to get into health, as far as predictive type of DNA for disease. You know, anybody that would have Down syndromes or be at great risk for a DNA genetic disease, as we now understand the DNA code, like I said, which are made up of three molecules, DNA, RNA, and proteins, we really start to get a real great roadmap of where we're going and being able to, you know, determine how we will function as humans based on DNA sequencing. So that was a really big deal back in the late 60s as they started to decipher. And they'd been working on it for years, and that's where the computer also played a part because it helped to decipher this genetic code. But I've just, you know, I've always found that very, very, very interesting. So we've got, you know, famous philosophers like Pythagoras, Nikola Tesla. We can get into talking about just your own journey as far as, you know, one of the most influential scientists of the 17th century was Isaac Newton. And Newton introduced what became the basis of all modern physics, the three laws of motion. So again, we're back to this three. So now we're tying this into the laws of motion. But what many people don't know is the fact that Isaac Newton was an extremely mystical person and extremely interested in alchemy. I know that they had found among his documents about philosophy, astronomy, mathematics, but they also found a document called the Emerald Tablet, also known as the Smaragdine Table, or Tabula Smaragdina, which has fascinated alchemists for hundreds of years. So if you are in the journey of understanding alchemy and how alchemy or an alchemist works, you'll definitely resonate with Isaac Newton from the 17th century because he came up with the three laws of motion. So even motion from the human body is three parts to motion is three parts. And again, I've just always been fascinated with the secret code of the number three. Now, we're not even getting into the discussion of the number 23. That's a whole nother show. Maybe I'll do a show in the future about the number 23. I know they've made a movie about it, and now you're adding a variance to the power and frequency of the three, which again is creative expressive energy. And the number three is found in several places, whether it's Isaac Newton's laws of motion, to the DNA sequencing, to the human body, to just even common terms that we use, like three sheets to the wind. So that's just a little bit of background. You know, when I look at the power of the three, we could get into, like I said, computer programming. We could get into economics. We could get into aviation. We could get into survival. I remember the rule of threes in survival. When I was in the Coast Guard, I had to take survival training. And you can survive 3 minutes of severe bleeding. So just think about that for a second. If you are severely bleeding, you have about 3 minutes that you usually use. You will lose unconscious. You'll go unconscious. You can survive 3 hours in a harsh environment, extreme cold or extreme heat. You can survive 3 days without drinkable water. You can survive three weeks without edible food. So again, just the ability to survive can be broken down into the rule of three. 3 minutes of severe bleeding, 3 hours of a harsh environment, 3 days with drinkable water, 3 weeks without edible food. So, you know, that's just one of the many variances of the power of the three. The three rules of writing for you writers out there. You know, there's the three rules of writing. Let's see here. I'm just trying to the trio, the rule of three in writing. I'm trying to remember exactly the three forms of writing. I'll come back to it because I can't remember what the three is right off the top of my head. I believe it's vocabulary, grammar, and semantics, if I can remember correctly. But just you're with me on the – even in writing and in communication, in human communication, in language, there are emotions and signs and symbols. Again, another three, I guess. But again, just how you break down vocabulary, grammar, and semantics based on just the power of writing itself. We can get into religion, you know, the religion aspect. And again, I'm talking religions all around the world. My view on religion is it really is one record that has the same meaning, which is usually the stories of love, compassion, healing, support. But there's different songs on the record based on where you live in the world and how you were brought up and what philosophy of religion you were brought up in, whether, you know, it's Hindu. I know that in Hinduism, Shiva is often pictured with a trident, and the prongs represent the three fundamental powers: will, action, and knowledge. He's also he's often illustrated as having a third eye in the middle of his forehead, and with that eye, he can see things, what we call, as mediums call, clairvoyance, the ability to see within your mind's eye. So just talking about one aspect of the world in Hinduism, Shiva, like I said, is with the trident, which represents will, your will, what actions are you taking, and what knowledge that you're getting into. Some of the most the Buddhist, as I think of the Buddhist cave and the art that was found, and the number three, and how Buddhism, which, you know, dates back to, 490 AD, some of that. But, you know, the three saints of the West, based on how the Buddha sits in his infinite light. He's flanked on either side by what he would call his two assistants. And they're collectively known as the three saints of the West. These guiding figures usually represent an exceptional example of the power of three. So again, we have the rule of three. We have the power of three. We have the three guides. I know in Buddhism, the three guides, I'm not even going to say their names because I'm really bad with names, but just think of Buddha and then his two companions. And again, it's about three is also about balance and maintaining balance and harmony. So that's just the religion of Buddha, Hinduism. You know, like I said in the opening of the show, we have the secret code and the number three in the biblical Magi, or the Magi were known as the three wise men. And it's probably one of the most popular and best known stories because it does contain and concern the birth of Jesus Christ. And most everybody in the world has heard of Jesus Christ. But it's interesting to me because, you know, I've done a lot of different readings on religions around the world. And, you know, some of the known facts about these mysterious three wise men is that they were three kings and that they came from the east. And in that time, that's when the area they ruled where Westerners were considered to be the source of all magic and mysticism. It was an obscure religion, if you will. So the Magi, you know, are known as the three wise men. And, you know, these date back, you know, as far as 2000, 3000 BC. And again, you know, just three men that were extremely interested in astronomy and the movement of celestial objects, again, tied to that universe, which we're talking about today, which is a very universal year. 2019, broken down in numerology, is the year of the three. So again, with the three wise men, you get into what we call the Holy Trinity. Again, these three divine persons of God, and you know, whatever your belief system is, but it would be God the Father, the intellectual self, God the Son, the physical self, God the Holy Spirit, the aspirational self. So again, you see the three coming into three aspects of the intellectual self, the physical self, and the aspirational self. And I think what makes the number three so important, because it's present, like I said, in mathematics, philosophy, religion, engineering, astrology, and practically everything else, I've found the number three to be fascinating in my own journey. You know, whether you're a philosopher, a builder, an alchemist, it's a divine number because it literally has a piece in every part of your, from the human body to your DNA code, to your belief system, to things that you actually say in your words. The three is usually tied in there somewhere, somehow. And I've just, if you take a second to ponder that, that's just kind of interesting. You know, is it really by using and tapping into the three energy, again, that secret code of numerology and understanding how numbers work and influence our lives, are we really, you know, through awareness, accessing a gateway to a higher level of consciousness? And that's what this year is going to be for you. It should be a higher, it should be achieving a higher level of consciousness. And, you know, this would be the year to do it in the universal year of 2019. Again, a very self-expressive, creative year. I would challenge you to, I always say dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, because life is short. And so if you've been thinking about doing something, this is a great time to do it. Put fear aside. I always remind people that fear for me is false evidence appearing real. And if you're worrying about failing, well, again, we're the only species that creates our own worry. And for me, failure is first attempt in learning, because we're all here to learn, to grow, to transform, because education leads you to knowledge. Knowledge leads you to wisdom. Wisdom leads you, hopefully, to enlightenment. So it's been my pleasure talking with you the last hour here, talking about the secret code and three, and the rule of three, and how it plays a big part in our lives. If you want to learn more, read the article, you can go to marklienhart.com. We'll be back next Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Have a great rest of your week, and until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.